foryourhealthnow.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hope your week has been good so far. If it's not, and you have that traditional work week where you're off for a couple of days at the tail end, well, we're getting close. More days are in the rearview mirror, and that means you're closer to those days off. You got to look at it that way. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, I decided that Hail to the Chief has gotten a little stale. I'm actually a traditionalist in a lot of ways. I like the Star Spangled Banner. I hate when people mess with that because I like the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America and some of the great patriotic songs of the past. But Hail to the Chief, it's a little outdated. So I think that this current president and the Republicans that are left, the four that are left, should look to a new selection for the future. And I have some suggestions. You may have some suggestions, too. You're going to want to really listen for this one because it's going to be fun, if nothing else, right? I must have too much time on my hands doing all this research about everything else. And I thought, we got to spin off and have some fun here. It's kind of like if you go to a baseball game, you'll hear when a player comes up to bat just a little snippet of a song. It could be anything. It could be a country song. It could be a hip-hop song. It could be a pop song. It could be an old 50s, 60s song. They tell the people in the booth the kind of music they want or a song, a particular song they want, and when they come up to bat, they play that song. At least I know that happens in most of the stadiums across America. That's pretty cool. You have your own song and you're a ball player. What happens, though, when you're in a slump and you, like, celebrate good times? So right before you step into the batter's box, they're playing Celebrate Good Times, and then you're mired in, a 1-for-30 slump. Then they have to change the song. You gotta change the song. So Hail to the Chief, we gotta change that one. We're coming up with something a little bit different. Alright, I gotta send out a bravo right here at the top of the show because I love to give credit to our military whenever we can, whether they're special ops or they're the guys that are hitting the beach first, the Marines. But this story is just too cool for words because an American is freed after being detained in Somalia, of all places, can you imagine, since October. What happened was the American is a woman named Jessica Buchanan. She's 32, and she was taken along with Paul Hagen, who was 60. They were working in a demining unit of a Danish refugee council when they were kidnapped. Now, this is a whole ransom thing, and of course, you know how we deal with terrorists. So there was a raid, and the raid was a joint effort by the Africa Command and Navy SEAL Team 6. You know the name of that unit because they were the same group that helped kill bin Laden, not the same guys, but that same group. The operation happened at, or was authorized at 9:00 on Monday. So think of the timeline. It didn't take long. What happened is they went in, they parachuted in. Imagine this kind of jungle-ish area. It was a thick jungle area. They parachuted in, that's how it was described to me. They parachuted in, and when they got down there, they found that the people that would have been the kidnappers would have been these group of commandos that had that were armed and whatnot were off sleeping, so they were able to get pretty close, and then once somebody spotted them, then they started to shoot, but they had already gotten both of the people and were trying to get them out of there. So they hiked out of the encampment that they found with the two people that were kidnapped, the American and the Dane, and the SEALs responded to the fire. They killed the 9 hostage takers in just a matter of seconds. They secured everybody. They ended up getting on combat helicopters, and they got out of there. So how about that? The captors were armed. They had explosives on them, and there were no known survivors, they say, among the kidnappers. No Americans injured at all during that raid. The operation was smooth as a baby's bottom. The FBI was monitoring what was going on with the hostages. They were able to do that with the help of some Somali elders. They were the intermediaries that were delivering the medicine so they were getting updates on the condition. And the reason they went in, I think where they were pushed to doing that, is because Jessica Buchanan was starting to have problems. She had an infection, and it was leading to a possible kidney failure. So it was potentially life threatening, and the president was informed of her condition and all that other stuff. And so they decided that, you know, these thugs, these pirates, you know what's going on in Somalia, it's crazy. They decided to go in and help them out, and bravo. That's a great thing. I'm sure the defense secretary, Leon Panetta, for all the things he has to deal with, was probably psyched beyond belief that this team operation worked and they were able to get them out of there. And I'm sure Jessica's family couldn't have been more excited that their daughter is safe and back in the U.S. I mean, truly, what the special force does, and that Navy SEAL team, is should be commended beyond belief, because there's so much they do that often we can't know about, but here's one that we do know about, so bravo. All right, also on the day, let's throw some cold water on what's going on with the economy. The Federal Reserve did exactly that. People are hoping that the economy is turning around, the recovery is maybe gaining some momentum, but Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, says not so fast. He doesn't want to really mess around with interest rates. In fact, I'll let him tell you in his own words.
We're going to continue to monitor that situation. I don't think we're ready to declare that we've entered a new, stronger phase at this point. Even if the economy were a bit stronger, the very low interest rates we currently have would still be valid, still be appropriate. If the situation continues with inflation below target and unemployment declining at a rate which is very, very slow, then more our framework, the logic of our framework says we should be looking for ways to do more.
You know, I think of when I hear Bernanke talk, I think of that character on Peanuts. You know, the one, wah, 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 wah. I think it's a teacher. Wah, wah, wah. And that makes sense because Bernanke thinks he's a teacher. The best thing I can say about Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is he should feel privileged that Paul Giamatti played him in the movie Banks Too Big to Fail. If you haven't seen Banks Too Big to Fail, see it. You can rent it, I think, for like a buck and a half or something at one of those Redbox places. So Ben Bernanke, as usual, is telling us nothing about the economic recovery. It's fragile. We have a way to go. You know, there's no doubt that indications are that the economy's improving, but we have challenges. It's like doublespeak. It's financial doublespeak. So that's what you get. You know, is the economy improving? Look in your own wallets. Answer the question that we hear on the commercial. What's in your wallet? Hey, stay with us, because coming up, we're going to change Hail to the Chief. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, hail to the chief. We know it. We know it signifies that the president is coming down the steps or around the bend or to the podium or wherever it might be. I mean, this is the traditional song. And I know some people think, ooh, how could she mess with that song? You know, it's just associated with the president. It's any of the appearances of the president, you'll hear the Hail to the Chief theme. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm just going to give you a little history here. It's been around for, it was for the major official things that happened. The United States Marine Band was the performer. That's why you get that sound. And it's been since 1954. It's had that official status. But I think it's time for a replacement to Hail to the Chief. And, you know, I thought about this for a while, kind of went over my head some songs, and I thought, well, if Ron Paul were to become president, a lot of you like Ron Paul, libertarian, hates the Federal Reserve. We just talked about Ben Bernanke. I'd have to agree with him there. And hates a lot of things with the monetary system, some of the ridiculousness and the regulations and, of course, the taxes. So Ron Paul, for other people, though, while a lot of people like him, think that this would fit when Ron Paul walks into the room if he were to become president. This is not right. That's the Looney Tunes theme. All right, Barack Obama, if he is to become president again, to be reelected, so 8 years of Obama, you throw out Hail to the Chief, and how about this one when Obama enters a room?
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
You'll have him jump a ball.
Come on, you know what it is. Harlem Globetrotters. Have you ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters? I saw them when I was a kid, and then I had my brother's friend played for the Washington Generals, because that was the team that played against the Globetrotters. Did you know that? I didn't know that until his buddy got that job, and I thought that was pretty cool. But the Globetrotters actually are pretty good ball handlers. I mean, seriously, yeah, I couldn't do half those tricks that they do. And they still travel. They've been around for a long, long time. And very, very popular. It's theater and comedy and athleticism. But I think that fits for Obama. We could play that when he comes into a room, if he is to be reelected. How about this one for, because, you know, we got to pay some respect to Ron Paul. Looney Tunes wasn't right. So check this one out for Ron Paul. I think that one scores, because he is a doctor. Remember, he kept telling us that the last time around, I'm the doctor on the stage, I'm the doctor, which he was a doctor. So I like that one for Ron Paul. And it's upbeat, too, if he were to become president. Mitt Romney. If Mitt Romney gets the nod, check this number out from, I think this works. Think of Mexico and the connection to going down there. This one from Christopher Cross. Yep, riding like the wind, because he's got to get to Mexico. That's the key there. Remember the connection with Mexico. All right, how about Rick Santorum? We haven't even talked about him, the former senator from the state of Pennsylvania. He tore up his shoe leather when he was in Iowa. That's why he won the Iowa caucus. This one fits perfectly for him. Yeah, Santorum would like to walk his boots on a lot of people, including the people on the stage with him debating. How about Newt? We can't forget Newt, as he is rising in the polls and he won South Carolina. He definitely has a religious effect on some people, so this Bon Jovi number fits. Bobbing to this.
Once upon a time, I was so tall.
Here it is. Prayer. Here's another one for Newt. I just couldn't resist. We move from Bon Jovi to this one you hear a lot at Christmas. Check it out, but I think it fits for Newt.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy
Woo! I love that one. And finally, our last one. Should Mitt Romney become president again? We found a better one for him. I think this fits Romney to a T, and Newt would agree. Upbeat. All those grandkids clapping in the background.
Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can.
All right, we had some fun with that. I hope you enjoyed it. Hail to the Chief. We replaced it with a hodgepodge of different things, and of course, depending on who is elected president in 2012. Speaking of the presidential trail, the current president is hot on some of the things that he threw out for the State of the Union address. That makes sense because it's laying out a platform, a lot of it having to do with the economy. And one thing that makes us all sore, in fact, we now started a special feature here on America Tonight that I have to tell you I'm really enjoying. It's called Made in America. And we interviewed somebody just the other day, Lee Bruhn from Bruhn Clothing. And he told us how he started his clothing company in South Dakota and the fact he couldn't find what he really wanted. And he had his friends help him. And now it's become a pretty decent business. He's putting some people to work and he refuses to take money from other people with connected to ways to make things cheaper in other countries. And he's already been offered that for people to pick off his company. It's just in a year and a half. And we're going to introduce you to a lot of people like that. And the Made in America movement is really gaining some steam. I said, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, if you walk around your palace, your crib, your house, whatever you call it, the place where you put your head down at night, and you start to turn over things, like simple things even. The other day I noticed this. I had gotten somebody had given me some flowers or something, and it had a vase with it. I don't know why I thought of this, but do you know that vase? I'm not kidding you. And that's just crazy, right? But the vase was made in China. Of course it was made in China. And things that you just really don't expect are made in other places. I'm not saying that we shouldn't import some things in the United States, but for goodness sake, when we're importing almost everything we use from another country, there is something wrong. And that's why so many jobs went out the window. Nothing sadder than when you go to New York City and the garment industry is just torn apart. There's still some things being made there, but not anywhere near what it used to be because you had people that, you know, seamstresses and people that that were there at making the clothes, doing the patterns, making a living doing that. And there was always that hustle and bustle. Well, there's hustle and bustle, but it's not the same hustle and bustle anymore. And everything's gone overseas. It's cheaper to make it. And that's what happens. You make more money that way. You get it quicker, and it's cheaper to do it. And the corporate tax became so high, and it was so expensive for so many, they decided they couldn't afford to do that anymore. Sad state of affairs. So, not surprisingly, part of the State of the Union, one little snippet of it, the president talked about American manufacturing and talked specifically mentioned that in Milwaukee, Master Lock was back and at full capacity now, and how great is that? So just like many of the Republicans, he's going to run on that same theme. So you could say that there is some agreement there, but how to get there is different. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But here's what the president had to say today.
It's an economy built on American manufacturing with more good jobs and more products made right here in the United States of America. Hard work, responsibility, and the same set of rules for everybody, from Main Street to Wall Street.
Same set of rules for everybody. Sounds good, but it's just a speech. And the problem is, most corporations will tell you, and I know there's probably some people shaking their head and saying, well, can we really trust that that's true? But in digging around and talking to people, and we've done this, we've talked to people on the air about this, and I'll keep doing that. I'll keep taking my own poll. But you have a lot of the manufacturing that went overseas because it was cheaper. And also because of the corporate tax they decided was too much. So you add that on top of it, and it's 35%, but that's too much. They're willing to pay 25%, not 35%. And there you have it. So if I move the call center over there, or I move my Dell computer manufacturing plant, one or two of them over there, then we'll save money in the end. And this is what you see. And there are a lot of businesses, trust me, that are in China, that are in India, that are in, you know, other places, Mexico, and they're just making things cheaper, and that's why it's happening. And plus, less regulations. You know, that's the other thing. There's not as much regulations to go through, depending on what the business is. Since they're not hamstrung by that, they say, great, let's do it. Let's go out there and make things cheaper. So how do you attract that business back? How do you get those jobs back to Americans where you had, you know, it's like the automobile industry. It's a layup to talk about that, but that's one of the greatest examples where you had family legacies where they made a really good living, where the grandfather worked at a GM plant and the son worked there, and then the son after that or the daughter after that. And it was a trade. It's not like a trade. It was a trade. They were doing that, and they were proud of the work that they did. Now, some of that's coming back with the auto industry. We've seen that, thank goodness, because Detroit was like a ghost town. It still is. There's still lots of problems in Detroit, but they're solving some of that. And that the key to America maintaining its spot among the, I'll call it the elite. I don't care for that word, but I'll say among one of the greatest countries for, let's say, product development and innovation. That's the better way to put it. That's what I'm going to say. Innovation to whatever the industries are and where we're headed, you have to be able to do it here in the United States. You have to be able to do that and not overseas. Yes, there are reasons why people move their facilities overseas. And when people talk about this and get their backs up, it's always about, that's because they're greedy and they're just the corporate greed. And there may be some truth to that, but here's the other part of it. If you're the CEO of the company, you got to turn that profit or you're done. Doesn't matter. I mean, hey, you might get another job because you're part of the club, but you're going to lose that job. If shareholders are backing that company, they want profits. That's what it's about. Capitalism. That's what speaks to people. So you can't have a company that continues to bleed and not turn a profit And the reason they're doing it is because they're just trying desperately to hook in to the U.S. and not getting the breaks that they need to make it profitable or at least break even. So that has to happen. It's funny, in talking about money, it doesn't always boil down to that. Whether we're talking about catching the bad guys, follow the money. Whether we're talking about the money we don't have, I guess still follow the bad guys. I saw a thing about a government watchdog agency saying that U.S. taxpayers are still owed, ready, $132.9 billion from companies that haven't repaid from the financial bailout. And some of that, let's face it, is never going to be recovered, because Hank Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, he didn't put any limitations on what happened with the money or any of that. And remember, this is September 2008, and this is going to go on for years. Some of the bailout programs, like helping homeowners avoid foreclosure by reducing the mortgage payments, they say that's going to go into 2017, and that's going to cost more money, $51 billion or even more than that. And the other thing is the stock market is slowing down the Treasury in their effort to sell off the stakes that they have in close to 460 bailed out companies. And those companies, what do those companies include? AIG, the three dreaded letters. They sunk our battleship originally, General Motors and several others. So they want to sell the stock in those three companies above the price where the taxpayers would break even on the investment. So then you're looking at a share, and it might take a while for the market to rebound to the level they need so they can get that money back. So it's going to be a while for that, too. Remember, Congress authorized $700 billion for the bailout of financial companies and the automakers, and $413.4 billion was paid out. So far, the government has recovered. It's interesting to look at that ledger. The government has recovered $318 billion, and TARP is not over. The Troubled Assets Relief Program is far from over. It's going to hang around for a while. I mean, you're not going to get all that money back. That's the other part of it. And a lot of you, because I was on the air in 2008, called this show and said how outraged you were about the bailout in the first place. I know we took a litmus test. We went through reasons for and reasons against, and pretty much this crowd said no to the bailout. Even when we had people on saying it would kill all of us, even though we don't want to do it, it would kill all of us in the end, everybody still said forget it, then we'll all go down together and just have to rebuild after this. But It didn't happen, because we handed out the money, and then some people got some pretty cool bonuses, didn't they? All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, We Can Count. Speaking of numbers.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Topping weekend counts. How about this one for numbers? Oh, we always have so many of them. Counted today, I found 30 stories with numbers on them, and I didn't have to look very hard. Yeah, it's all around us. Okay, so the first one that I came up with that I thought was interesting is the president's car is on sale for $1 million. Yep. Can't make this stuff up. $1 million. Would you pay $1 million for Obama's ride? Chrysler. Yep. A 2005 Chrysler 300C, once owned by the Prez, resurfaced on eBay 3 years after it was first offered. And it's a cool $1 million you'll have to pay to get that ride. What's interesting is there's not a lot of miles on this. Only 1,800 miles have been put on the car since it was picked up. And it had 19,000 on the odometer. That's pretty good. But the previous auction listed the car for a starting bid of $100,000. It fell apart because there were some phony bidders. They pushed the price up to $1 billion, and the car hasn't sold in the year since then. It was posted again last week, and this time around, the anonymous owner is asking for $1 million. $1 million. See, now here's the thing. You know, I laugh at this, but there was the sale of the Iranian's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's 77 Peugeot for $2.5 million. Are you kidding me? I'd get that car and set it on fire. So this car, this Chrysler 300C, apparently has a Hemi V8-powered luxury sedan. That's what it's described as, for a Ford Escape Hybrid. Mm-hmm. For what it's worth, would you pay that much money? I can only imagine what people are thinking as I say that and it leaves my lips. This was kind of a stunning thing I came across. Do you realize that we spend $3,000 a year on coffee and lunch? That's workers. That's the average. And I started to think about this. And when I used to work in a big office or a big studio, people were always saying, let's go to lunch, let's go to lunch. And even if you brought lunch or you had things you were going to do, you wanted to get out of the office and you ended up going to lunch. It makes sense. So even if you're running to Taco Bell or wherever, it adds up, and the coffee thing really adds up. Starbucks has ended up changing people's lives. Yeah, changing them so they go bankrupt. 66% of employed Americans buy their lunch at a restaurant or a deli instead of packing lunch from home, and it's about $37 a week or $2,000 to maybe even $3,000 a year, depending on how much you go out. They did a survey. It was done by Accounting Principles. They're a staffing service. And they looked at people 18 and older, and they found that people, especially with, you know, with coffee, the younger people were really willing to dive into the whole coffee habit thing. And, you know, like I mentioned, Starbucks is the one that's going to really run you big bucks. You're not running to McDonald's, after all, and going through the drive-thru and getting one of their coffees, because it's a lot cheaper. It'd probably be $2 cheaper, is what I'm assuming. 10,000 Americans, by the way, are retiring every day. This isn't a secret that we're into that baby boomer thing, right? So 10,000 people, according to Prudential, that's how many are stepping away a day. Whew. So then you start to add that up by years, and you start to think about it. Yeah, Social Security, I know. They swear it's going to be here in the end, and it's just a bunch of scary nonsense when we hear it's not going to be there. But, hey, with the ups and downs of what happens when you end up hitting the retirement age and the money that you have to get, the supplemental that you have to have for insurance and other things ready, I don't know how many of us are going to be retiring. Used to be 62, 65, 67. It just may be that the rest of us work until we finally fall over, and that's it. That might be the sad truth of it. This is a strange, sad thing that is happening in New Orleans. The police in New Orleans say they've had an outbreak of violence. 17 people were shot in an 18-hour period. 12 people murdered in the first 12 days of the year. They have these crazy statistics. At least 24, including a 12-year-old girl, wounded. The mayor there, Mitch Landrieu, has to be hating this. He says that he's calling it a battle for the heart and soul of the city. So all of a sudden, it's like New Orleans gone wild, and it's a sad state of affairs. The police superintendent says the shootings involving police might have been sparked by some of these aggressive tactics known, you know, against known criminals, and that might have been what started it off. All right, this is another strange story that I came across. You might have heard it or seen it as well, but if you're a space person, you can kind of, I think you'll kind of get a jolt from this. Apollo 16 astronauts say they found an alien ship. An alien ship? When I first read that headline, I thought it was, remember Apollo 18, they just did that. I thought, oh, this is some movie, freaky movie thing. And it's not a freaky movie thing. In Austin, Texas, Transception Incorporated, it's a psychic R&D operation. They sent a letter to the NASA administrator, Charles Bolden, oh, he gets lots of letters, that nominates the Apollo 16 crew for the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. But they say there's strings attached. The medal's being recommended for astronauts John Young and Charles Duke because they allegedly came upon a shipwreck on the surface of the moon during their third surface walk back in April of 1972. And what they're saying is they want for a prerequisite for the award is that the crew is released from secrecy about what they really saw on the moon. Do you think that there is some kind of conspiracy here and there was a shipwreck kind of thing, structures, aliens, that kind of stuff? Or do you think it's nonsense? The wreckage looked like a big boulder dubbed the House Rock. And I mean, if it's a rock and it looked suspicious, let's see that rock. It could be a shipwreck. It's like when you look in the clouds and you see things in the clouds. But I'm not making fun. There are these high resolution images that you can see from the Apollo archives, and the mosaic of it, it does show something that looks really strange. And I have looked at it. You can see it. They're probably on the web, I'm sure. It does look kind of strange, but I don't know that it's a spaceship. It just could be some kind of strange rock formation. So I'm sure when Bolden gets that, when he gets that note, he'll just toss it aside. No offense to the people who sent it, but he's just going to toss it aside as just a nutty thing that's is not true. And there's no secret information ultimately that's going to be released. All right, this is a big, big story. It's perfect to finish with. There's a New York firm that is proposing to plant DNA to stop all the SAT cheating, the test cheating that's going on. They're considering a bill that would make cheating on the SAT college entrance exams a felony. Oh, that's scary, isn't it? We have to go to these lengths. And it's because of what's happened in a few areas, including Long Island. The story broke that the kid took the tests for a whole bunch of people. And they're designing different ways all the time, markers, ways they can tell when encrypted things, and they can tell when people might be cheating. But now talking about DNA, ooh, that's crazy. And this all stems from the story that broke last September that involved 20 people who were accused of a cheating scheme where imposters were paid up to almost $4,000 to take tests in place of high school students, which is, of course, outrageous. But I think the whole idea of doing the DNA test, I don't like that either. There's got to be a better way. Come on, people. Got to be a better way.